Okay, friends. So we are following down the Valentine's Day path. We are on our way to celebrating Valentine's Day. And so in preparation, we're talking about love. And we're talking about all the different kinds of love we can possibly think of. For example, today's story is called I Love You Like a Pig. I know that doesn't make much sense, but I think if we keep reading, it might. So, the words are by Mac Barnett and the pictures are by Greg Pizzoli, and it's read today by Mommy and
the story writer. I'm on page 2 right now.
The story writer, and he's on page 2. Friends, how exciting. If Philip writes us a story, we could all read it. And I think that's a wonderful idea, don't you? Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm only going to make one, and if you like it, I'll make more.
Mm-hmm. I like that idea. So you work hard on your story, and then you and I can take a good long look at it, and we'll read it to our friends. What do you say? Okay. But before we get started on our reading for today, we should give our patron. Ooh, it's about a fish. All right. Well, no more information about that until you finish the story. You have to finish the story first. But before we get started, let's do our patron shout out, and then we'll read this story about the pig, and then we'll work on your fish story. Okay. So our patron shout out today is, do you remember their names? Okay, here, let me whisper it in your ear. I do.
Jeremiah and his mom,
Katie. That's right. And now, Jeremiah, did you want to say something special to Jeremiah?
I like your Super Mario brick that had the Super Mario that popped out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We do love our patrons. We love building relationships and friendships with them. And we have a special friendship with many of our patrons. So I think Jeremiah knows what that means. And we're so glad that we have him in our lives. And friends, if you would like to get a patron shout out and you would like to support us, please join us at Patreon/Storytime with Philip and Mommy. And then you can also support us, and that just helps us get more books going out so we can share them with people all over the world. And that's another fun thing that's true about Patreon, is that we can get all of our stories out to people who would otherwise not be able to hear them. Many of these stories by these wonderful authors are not getting shared. And their stories are so important. We definitely want to have them. So, please consider that. Now on with the story. I Love You Like a Pig, written by Mac Barnett and illustrated by Greg Pizzoli. And I'll take a couple of these pictures and put them on my Instagram so you can see them, because this art is so fun. And it's definitely worth watching and taking a look at it. And if you can get your hands on these books, friends, you definitely should, because they're fun. So, here we go. I love you like a pig. And in the picture we see, it looks like maybe the pig is having a birthday. What do you think? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a birthday cake that says, yeah, pig on it. Mm-hmm. Oh, now what are they doing?
Eating it.
They're eating it. And they're saying, there's one word, and everybody is saying it. They're saying, oink.
Oink, 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 oink.
Which is what a pig says, right?
Oink, 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 oink.
I'm happy. Like a monster. Now, what's going on in this picture? Mm-hmm. The monster is laughing because I think the little boy is trying to be a monster. He says, roar. Mm-hmm. I'm lucky, like a window. Now, why is this window lucky?
Because it has a pie on it.
Because it has a pie on the windowsill. That is a very lucky window. I love pie. I'm smiling like a tuna. Now, what is a tuna?
A fish.
I know you like fish, don't you? Yeah.
What is pig?
Well, this is a very silly picture. Because the pig is in a boat. And beneath him is the tuna swimming along, wearing a hat. And there's also a diver.
A diver.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants the fishing pole.
Yeah, the pig is fishing in his boat, and he's using a boot to try to fish with. I don't know any fish that eat boots, though. Do you? Because I love you like a pig. And then, what is this pig doing? With his boy. The boy and the pig are having a bath together. And now, oh, here we go again with the, what is this word? Mm-hmm. Oink, 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 oink. You're funny like a fossil. What is happening here? I didn't know that fossils were funny, but I guess if you dig them up and put them on and wander around with them, then they might be, don't you think? You're sweet, like a banker. And the banker says, good morning, and gives the girl
a lollipop,
and she says, how sweet. Mm-hmm. But there is something unusual about this banker. What is this banker?
Elephant.
An elephant. Oh my goodness. That is too funny. I've never seen an elephant banker before. Have you? No. You're crazy like raspberries. Now, what in heaven's name are they saying? Do you know that raspberries are crazy? Did you ever think of them as being crazy? I never did. I always thought of them as being tart and sweet. But I guess they might also be crazy. And I love you like a pig. Oh, I can understand what's happening here. They're having fun together. A girl and her pig. This pig is friends with everybody. Because look on the next page, everyone says,
oink, oink.
But who are these people here? They're not people after all. It's the tuna and the monster and
a mouse
and the banker elephant. It's too funny. I like you like a tree. Well, now I do. I don't know, but I do like trees. Uh-oh. I like you like a rowboat. What is that?
A chicken monster on a rowboat.
There's a monster for sure. I like you like bread and milk. Have you ever had bread and milk together? Maybe in a sandwich? But I love you like a pig. And in the picture, what do we see? Three friends reading a book, and one of those friends is... pig! Oink, oink, oink. And that, my friends, is the end of this very silly but wonderful story. And if you like pigs as much as we do, then this is the perfect book for you. So thank you, Mr. Mac Barnett and Mr. Greg Pizzoli, for your awesome story. And we will say the end.